The following is a presentation of KSL Sports. First and 12. A total roundup of this weekend's BYU football and the new look Big 12 Conference. First and 12 is sponsored by Macy's Grocery Store. Your hosts are Mitch Harper and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome on in, everybody. It is another edition of First and 12 right here on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Sunday to you. Happy weekend of football. Certainly BYU fans very happy as the win in Fayetteville, Arkansas. 38-31 was the big storyline, of course, and that's where we're going to start things off here. Let's just jump in. First of all, Mitch Harper, live in Arkansas. Mitch, how are you today, buddy?
I'm very tired, Alex, but I'm ready to go. It's so much to get to. Let's get after. We'll dive into the BYU Arkansas game. I got to imagine it in Big 12 headlines.
12 headlines.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The dozen storylines that shape this week of Big 12 football. Headline 1.
Well, of course, BYU and Arkansas, that was the big one. We'll, of course, get the game breakdown here coming at you in just a little bit, of course, in a couple of these other segments for this hour. But, Mitch, that was, I don't know, I mean, it was a 10-point, they were 10-point dogs earlier in the week. Rocket Sanders, ends up being pulled out of this one with an injury. That moved it a little bit, but still, all of the wise guys out there were putting BYU behind Arkansas in this one, and certainly early it looked like it was going that way, but a resilient BYU team and certainly a signature win for this 2023 season so far.
Definitely a signature win, Alex, and I think in a Big 12 conference that seems kind of meddling with a bunch of mid-teams, as my kids would say, I feel like this BYU team gets a signature win that says, hey, they want to go out and compete and be in the upper tier of this league. Now, will they? We'll see. There's still a long way to go in conference play. We'll get going next week. But, man, what a win going down into SEC country. Eighth largest attendance in Arkansas Stadium history. And BYU gets it done with so much adversity. Two different times they were down by double digits and fought back each time. Huge win for the Cougs.
Headline 2.
Your first conference game of the Big 12 season. And it's the first one for Houston. It's the first one all time for them in the conference. A Big 12 loss at home against TCU. I guess we shouldn't have necessarily anticipated anything different, but Dana Holgorsen and the era of the Big 12 starting in Houston with a loss to TCU.
TCU's fast pace, sinks Houston, and Houston's offense was brutal. I mean, that's what you expect from Dana Holgorsen teams, is that at a minimum, they're going to have these explosive offenses. It was TCU. Chandler Morris is firmly the QB1, and I know there were some questions coming in when they had the Oregon State transfer, Chance Nolan, but Chandler Morris puts up a good performance, and TCU, even though they had that, loss to Colorado, suddenly 2-1 and 1-0 in league play.
3.
Well, a slew of losses in the Big 12. It was kind of an ugly weekend. I know BYU fans are certainly excited, but our power rankings are going to get absolutely murdered next hour, Mitch, when we get into this thing, because you first had one of the teams that, I'm like waiting for Texas to trip up a little bit, and Wyoming kind of gave them a little bit of a something that we'll get to in a minute, but Kansas State suffering the first big loss, really, in conference. They lose to Missouri in Columbia, and it was a big sellout for them. I'd love to say I was shocked, but college football week 2 and 3 is always kind of a crapshoot.
And the kicker for Missouri hits a 61-yarder.
Yeah, man.
It should have been a 56-yarder, but Missouri had a delay of game, and then the guy was an absolute unit, too, and I love that. He was the peak male performance body, which made me happy, and for him to boot a 61-yarder. Bad loss, though, for Kansas State. They were a favorite in Columbia. Missed opportunity for Chris Klein and his crew. I know it doesn't affect conference standings, but missed opportunity. If the K-State wanted to have a chance to maybe be in the playoff, that maybe goes out the door losing to Mizzou.
4.
Hey, the backyard brawl. Speaking of games you didn't think you were necessarily going to see go a certain way. Again, a team that's probably going to make some sort of a move here in our Big 12 rankings. West Virginia getting the win over Pitt. Pat Narduzzi and his team are trying to figure some things out. But, I mean, Neil Brown, the head coach of West Virginia, That's a guy who everybody just sort of cast aside in Big 12 Media Day. You were there. I was there. People were, like, ignoring West Virginia, and here they are 2-1 and a nice little rivalry game win in week three of the season.
They've got an identity, Alex. Garrett Green and this rushing attack with C.J. Donaldson, they know what they are, and they're going to lean into it. It's never going to be pretty. I mean, 17-6 was the final with Pitt, but I think West Virginia's got a little bit of an identity, and that's a good thing. When they know who they are, they're going to lean into that, and Neil Brown gets his seat a little bit cooler, which I think is deserved. They're a better team than people think.
Headline 5.
Don't be fooled by this scoring line. 31-10, Wyoming falls to Texas at Royal K Stadium in Austin. But the Longhorns, it took them basically the entirety of the game until the fourth quarter to finally pull away. Wyoming, to their credit, they showed up and they gave the Longhorns a game, but they showed why they're the number four team in the country and they probably don't move anywhere. Winning by 21 over Wyoming there in Texas. I mean, look, Sark, you got there are games like this on the schedule. You got to kind of put up with teams who are going to come in and try to give you a haymaker.
Arkansas fans last night at the game against BYU when Arkansas was big. You know how Arkansas hates Texas,
yeah.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the stands because it was an open-air press box, so I could hear the fans kind of chatting it up and, like, y'all see the Texas score? Horns down, baby. Horns down. And then they were just, like, more focused on that, and then suddenly BYU starts taking over, and then Texas starts taking over, and they were very sad, the Razorback fans. But, yeah, Texas, that's the, you know, letdown spot, and they took care of business in the fourth quarter.
6.
Hey, Baylor finally gets a win on the season. It took a defeat over the folks, of course. I had this down on paper. Of course, they were gonna beat Long Island University. The Sharks come in and they fall to the Baylor Bears. I don't know what to think about this Baylor team. I mean, frankly, this is a game you should have won 60-7. It's not that it was a total blowout, but Baylor's still trying to find themselves.
There was a long weather delay, and, yeah, you beat a team that I at first thought when I saw a Shark logo, I thought it was the Shanghai Sharks for Jimmer.
I thought it was a fruit snacks wrapper for my kids. I did not know what was going on. No, but, yes, you got Dave Aranda and his team. They get the first win of the season. And thanks to a bunch of other garbage performances across the Big 12 and other places, they'll probably move up the power rankings. So let's get to Headline 7.
7.
Iowa State falls to Ohio. 10-7. Man, Matt Campbell knew he had a young team, but not a good look. Hey, he should maybe just say, Alex, they lost in Athens, and then everyone will think they lost in Georgia when actually it was Athens, Ohio.
Headline 8.
Oklahoma absolutely rolling. On the road, a rare roadie at Tulsa. You're welcome, Golden Hurricane, but you're also welcome for the freebie of a 66 burger that they land on the Tulsa Golden Hurricane in Oklahoma. I'm telling you, I sort of shorted these guys because they didn't have a great record last season, and I didn't think that they were just going to go from 6-7 to world beaters. But man, Oklahoma looking sharp on offense, and they blow up Tulsa. They do what they do, and they go to 3-0 on the season.
9.
UCF takes down Villanova. First game without John Rhys Plumlee. We knew they would take care of business, but it was good to see. They still are a pretty explosive offense. Timmy McClain, former USF Bowl, transfers down I-4, goes to UCF. He steps in. We've seen Timmy McClain before when they played BYU a couple years back, so still got a pretty capable quarterback, and that offense still flying high at John Rhys Plumlee.
10.
One of the teams that we thought were going to take care of business this weekend, Cincinnati, in overtime, losing to Miami, Ohio. And, you know, it was one of these games I thought, man, maybe we're going to see two undefeated teams, Cincinnati and BYU, week two of the Big 12 for the Cougs, but not so, Mitch.
It was 11.
Oklahoma State, biggest upset maybe of the weekend. Oklahoma State falls to USA, not Team USA.
No, no.
South Alabama, the Jaguars. Now, Jaguars, good team last year, 11-win team, but 33-7 in Stillwater. This is a bad look for Mike Gundy.
Now, we're going to have some sound from Mike Gundy a little bit later in the show on our Big 12 Sound Roundup, but you're right, Mitch. I mean, one of the things that somebody tweeted, and I actually, there was a little a gahar from me out loud, was probably would have been better off playing actual Alabama Mike Gundy, because this was, I mean, who is anticipating that, the Jaguars coming in and absolutely blowing out Mike Gundy and Oklahoma State? They've got to find themselves before they can right the ship here.
And headline number 12.
Texas Tech, they get a win for the first time this season. They take down Tarleton State, and that's your 12 headlines for the week. A jam-packed week, kind of an up-and-down slate for Big 12 teams. And it's a league that right now feels like it's got a melting pot of similar resumes. And we'll obviously have power rankings coming up a little bit later in hour number two. Mitch Harper, Alex Carey, giving you a roundup of everything in the Big 12 here on First and 12 every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, and also replayed 3 to 5 as well, and on podcast here on KSL News Radio, the KSL Sports Zone, and it's powered by KSLSports.com.